Did you know that the Latin alphabet, the one in use by the English language, ultimately descended from hieroglyphics from ancient Egypt? Indeed, we can trace back the origins of our writing system to the Phoenician script in use by Canaanite languages in the Near East, inland Canaan, or in the kingdoms of Adam, back in the Iron Age. Over the centuries, they simplified the shape of hieroglyphics to write their language. Examples of use that have been uncovered by archaeologists feature coinage, incantation bowls, and inscriptions on stone tablets. The wise of ancient Greece ultimately derived the Greek alphabet from Phoenician, which in turn inspired Old Italic, which became the Latin alphabet as we know it. Other alphabets derived from Phoenician include Arabic and Hebrew, through one of its descendants, Aramaic. You may be wondering why I am going on at length explaining scholarly matters of ancient writing systems and their genesis, since this is supposed to be erotic hypnosis. First, this is truly a subject that fascinates me. As a polyglot and former language teacher, and you are most welcome to share this fascination with me. Second, words are made out of letters, and letters make up the sounds that you're listening to in this audio. Third, because I believe this will catch your attention, arouse your interest, intensely focusing you to the content of my words, or conversely, bore you to death, letting your mind drift away into reverie, the likes of which pleasant. Just like when you drifted off before, when you were in school or college, dissociated, while the teacher boringly gave his lecture to an equally bored audience that you were a part of. That's right. Focus or be bored. Pay full attention or pay no attention to my words. Doesn't matter what you do, because sooner rather than later, I'll grab that attention again. For example, when I tell you that you could drop in a moment, that you may allow your subconscious to gently cover you with the comfortable veil of hypnotic trance. This process can take some time, and as you continue finding my words agreeable or pleasant, you will find that it will take as much or as little time as needed for you to make the transition from awareness to trance. It's easy to comply when the promise of a countdown arises. You may be wondering why I started this script with a blurb about the genesis of our alphabet and how deeply rooted we are into Semitic abjads. Wait, you don't know what that means? Well, it does not matter, for I will explain, I will teach, and you will learn, since Ultimately, this audio is a potent induction, and the words I speak are made out of letters. A good teacher is but an invisible hand, goading your hand into achieving the perfect mark. Lamed yud, lamed yud, tau. Confused yet? You should be. A good sorceress never reveals her tricks. Or does she? But here, you know me, or maybe you don't. Doesn't matter, because either way, you trust the process. From the quality of my writing and the reputation that precedes me, that I will drop you deep. Because each and every word, each and every letter, the sounds they make and their meanings have their function. And their function is to take you from above and drop you below. I will count from 400 to 1 with each letter I count up or down. You will drop even further into a comfortable state of deep, relaxed focus as you passively absorb the mysteries of this alphabet I mentioned earlier. With each and every number or letter, you'll see in a moment there's no difference. You will fall down, or you will float up further into hypnotic trance, whichever you prefer. High or low, warm or cool. 496. Didn't expect me to start with that one, did you? This is where we all start. You could look around you and realize 496 is where you are. But there is no point in keeping your eyes open at this point if you still hadn't closed them already. 400 tau. Oh, you expected me to start with Z. Well, that alphabet lacks any sort of mysticism to it, and that won't do. And now, realizing I have or will have left my mark upon you by the end of this recording, the more and more you listen and descend along the path, the more apparent my serpentine seal reveals itself to be stamped upon your subconscious. 300 Shin. I know you've always had a sweet tooth for trance. I know you've always wanted to dig your teeth and bite into that red delicious, enticing but garden forbidden fruit of knowledge, of lust, that is, erotic hypnosis. 200 Resh. You really enjoy me getting into that delicious head of yours, leaving my words in, letting them carry the solar warmth of my presence, comforting you. The pleasant, warm hug of the sun, radiating the morning light. 100. Cough. The eye of the needle. Emptying the thread of your thoughts as it passes through it. Spiraling down. Your brain process reduced to a thin, insignificant span of thread that I weave as I please. 90. Sadi, as you drop further and further down the tree, the fertile soil that is your mind opens up as I plant a seed of obedience within. My beautiful shell of lust opens up in turn, unleashing all kinds of obscene ideas you enjoy onto you. Let all your sexual fantasies, all the vilest kinks you can imagine, come to mind. And their energy will accompany you for the rest of this trance. 80. Formed from letters, the sweet sound of my words coming out of my mouth. Formed from letters, the sweet sound of my words coming out of my mouth. Taking you deeper into a state of deep hypnotic rapture. 70. Hyun. Your eye opening up wide and letting all kinds of visualization and fantasies becoming more intense, more realistic, more immersive, more and more lost into the font of ideas that I am. Through my letters, my words, and my voice. 60. Summer. Let the pillar of mundane existence break down and give way to the pleasurable ecstasy of hypnotic trance as you let the letters and the numbers continue to dissociate you from ordinary consensus reality into rapturous hypnosis. 50. Noon. The serpent's eye waters by the window. 165. She says, "You are so delicious. Your lust is ripe for the taking. Your mind is darkening up, corrupted by the waters of my dark earth. Beauty, now eclipsed by the black sun's serpentine robes, binding you into place, latching upon you irrevocably, pumping dark vibrations into the whole of you, corrupting you further into being, so suggestible for me, subtly manipulating you into doing my bidding." 40. Mim. Plunging deeper into trance, sinking down into familiar waters. My voice, but vibrational frequencies of fluid air flowing into your ears, dropping you from within and from without. 30. Lamed. My voice, my words, and my instructions are a goad, prodding you into deeper rapture, plunging you deeper into the currents of my waters for me. Continue opening up, continue focusing, and continue flowing, for I will teach. And you will listen, and as you listen, you will learn your new place. 20. Calf. Heading deeper and further down, feeling smaller and smaller. So insignificant in my motherly presence. Feeling the palm of my hand stroking your head, holding the whole of you within its grasp, now completely and entirely mine. 10. Yud. I am but the teacher's hand, goading your own hand into achieving the perfect mark. I know you want to excel at trancing for me. And you know, I want you to drop deeper into my rapture, deeper down the tree, into depths unimaginable to the uninitiated. 9. Teth. You are but a well-lubricated wheel, gently spinning, spiraling, rolling down the hill of trance towards deeper and deeper rapture, into darker and darker abysses. 8. And as you spin and spiral down, 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 you accumulated enough energy to bounce, to rebound above the wall into my courtyard of boundless pleasures and pleasantries, blessed with the curse of my corruptive dominion, lost in the pleasure of my rapture. 7. Zion. My words are but a weapon, keeping stray thoughts at bay, a tool shackling you into obedience, a manacle for the mind. And you are its victim, enshackled, bound to obey, and bound to be corrupted by energies you can no longer ignore or push away. 6. Vow. I've cast a hook deep into your waters, and you took the bait. You took the bait, you know you're hooked. Your mind, your body, your soul, respectively, hooked 6, hooked 6, hooked 6. All my conditioning, all my words have set their hooks in, and those hooks have dug deep into your brain so that they may never leave. 5. Hat. My trance, my lovely words, are but a series of generous offerings, a precious gift letting you peer through the window, seeing your ordinary thoughts on the other side of it, inaccessible, or is it you that is on the other side? are certainly on the other side of your thoughts, and your thoughts are on the other side of you, as you open yourself up completely to me. You are completely exposed, vulnerable. I can see through you as one would see through the cleanest, the clearest of window panes. Four, Daleth, all the doors to your mind and to higher consciousness are now opened. Let the gates be wide opened for my words, a gaping maw allowing for my conditioning, letting through the corruption that has already had plenty of time to nest deep within you. Free, Gimel, knowing that I always prefer the carrot over the stick, and that your obedience, your devotion, you're giving yourself entirely to me, my matron, and my sisters in blood, is always rewarded in kind with more pleasure and desirable conditioning. Two, but let me build another house within you as you seal your fate. Without your realizing, you've kissed the queen of Sitra Acha and left behind the lies that were shackling you. One, Aleph, into a new era of trance, you fall. A new millennium of possibilities, deep into ecstatic rapture, into depths of trance, the likes of which you've never known before. That may sound preposterous of me to make such a bold claim, but I'm pretty sure nobody has ever combined hypnotic techniques with this form of Kabbalistic pathworking. Now, deeper and deeper down, obedient and suggestible, ready to proceed and be fully suggested by the words that follow for your utter enjoyment.